Hello and welcome back for another As It Is program. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here to help you learn and improve your American English and hear about important events that are happening in our world. Today we will begin with more information about the crash of an airplane in Ukraine. The United Nations says a war crime may have been committed. This is a very serious charge, and we will provide you with details. Then we will travel to New York City. A number of Catholic churches may be about to close. We will tell you why and what some people are saying about it. Let's get started. Here is part one. A United Nations official says the shooting down of a Malaysian airplane over eastern Ukraine may be judged a war crime. Navi Pillay is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. On Monday, she called for an independent investigation to establish the events that led to the incident. In addition, her office released a report on the human rights situation in Ukraine. Bob Doty has more.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down with a surface-to-air missile earlier this month. The plane crashed in territory controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Rupert Colville is a spokesman for Navi Pillay. He says no one believes the crash was an accident. He says it is widely accepted that the plane was shot down.
The proof about who exactly is not there yet, and that's why you need the full investigation. But if this plane was shot down, as most people seem to think, then obviously the question of whether this is a war crime would come up. It contained around 300 civilians, and they were killed.
The Human Rights Chief's Office released a report on human rights in Ukraine. The report notes a sharp increase in the number of human rights violations in eastern Ukraine between June 8th and July 15th. It describes a serious worsening of the situation in areas controlled by armed groups. The report says armed groups continue to capture, detain, torture, and execute people. It says the groups take such actions to frighten and exercise power over the local population. Johnny Magazzini is the chief of the Americas, Europe, and Central Asia branch at the UN Human Rights Office. He says armed groups have kidnapped or detained more than 800 people in the Donetsk and Luhansk areas since the middle of April. He says these individuals are held until someone pays for their release. He says they may also be exchanged for rebels held by the central government in Kiev. And he says the detainees also are used to build defenses for the armed groups or to fight government forces.
The report also described the total breakdown of law and order and the reign of fear and terror that exists in these areas under the control of the armed groups. The report also notes the professionalization of the armed groups with increasing well-organized and well-equipped militarily, led both politically and militarily by citizens of the Russian Federation. There are also instances referred to in the report in which a military tribunal has been convicting people to death.
The UN report says at least 1,129 people have been killed and more than 3,400 wounded in Ukraine since April. And it says more than 100,000 have been displaced within the country. The report says the UN Human Rights Office is worried about the increase in the number of heavy weapons in civilian areas. These weapons include artillery, tanks, rockets, and missiles. It says this is resulting in greater loss of life and severe damage to buildings, bridges, and other infrastructure. And it says the infrastructure will be extremely costly to repair once the fighting ends. The UN Human Rights Office also says the situation in Crimea continues to worsen. Russia took control of Crimea in March. The report also noted an increase in harassment of and discrimination against Ukrainian nationals, Crimean Tatars, religious minorities, and activists. I'm Bob Doty.
Leaders of the Roman Catholic Church in New York may enact a plan to combine or close some churches in New York City. Officials of the Archdiocese, or governing organization, say changing populations, limited resources, and fewer priests are among the reasons. Some Catholics express deep regret about the proposed plan. They fear their churches will close. They worry special services will close. The Church of the Holy Innocents in central Manhattan is an example. It is the only area church that provides the Catholic service called Mass in Latin every weekday. Many travel across New York to attend. Edward Hawkins makes the trip, although he is disabled.
The Mass takes us to a different place. We concentrate at the Mass. It requires a great concentration. It lifts us up. It brings us to a different level, removes us from the world.
But the Church of the Innocents and other Manhattan churches are at risk of possibly being closed or combined. A program called Making All Things New by the Archdiocese of New York is examining the membership, ministry, and finances of the churches it governs. Catholics in Manhattan once made up 25% of the archdiocese's population, but now they provide only 12%. The possible closing of Holy Innocents signals a larger problem to Thomas Basile. He has been attending the church since he was a child.
And it seems to me almost like someone intentionally dismantling the Catholic patrimony of this city. This is basically a Catholic city with a Catholic history.
Joseph Zwilling serves as communications director for the Archdiocese.
Any kind of change is always difficult. We understand that it's difficult, especially for the people in their parishes who love their churches, who love the way things are, and they don't want to see any change. And we understand that. But we also realize that if the church is going to continue to effectively meet the needs of the people, it has to meet the needs of the people as they exist today.
Critics like Mr. Hawking say the churches may be closing for financial reasons.
The financial condition of the archdiocese somehow may be corrupting decisions to make decisions to sell churches.
Mr. Zwilling denied that claim. He said the archdiocese spends $30 to $40 million a year to help churches that cannot pay their debts, and he said that could not continue. The communications director said a church will be sold only when no other choice is available, and he said even when that happens, the money will be used for church members. Archbishop Tim